Growth is not linear. Growth is ups and downs. And when you play it from a long-term basis, when you are proactive and keep your head above sand and take a look at what's happening, you will see things completely differently.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
And welcome to episode 378 of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I hope everyone is having a great week. And I want to thank you for being a loyal listener to our podcast and being a part of our 3D family. Now, listen, if you haven't downloaded our 3D Dentist Pro app from the Apple or Android store, please do. Please join in the conversation. We're seeing new members every week, and we're starting to see more and more conversations, and we're so excited to have you join us there. Now, what are we going to talk about this week? We are going to talk about trends and insights I'm seeing as I just live life. And what do I mean by this? You know, one of the things that's very frustrating to me about dentistry in general is that we're a lagging industry. And what do I mean by that? I mean, look, we react versus being proactive. We doomsday predict versus having a we have no choice approach to things. And today, what I'd like to share with you are just two or three things that I'm seeing as I live life, and how when I notice these things, you know, I'm saying, how should I, as a business owner, as a small business owner, how should I interpret these things, and how should I take that back to my office? So let's kind of dive in and see where we're at here. Number one, I'm not trying to be doomsday. I'm just not trying to be the sky is falling, because I don't believe that. I believe that the United States of America is still on an upward trend as a country. There's still so much opportunity. There's still so much upside in our country. But the reality is we're going to have ups and downs. Growth is not linear. Growth is ups and downs. And when you play it from a long-term basis, when you are proactive and keep your head above sand and take a look at what's happening, you will see things completely differently. And you will see that over time, your trend will be up. So here's what we know. The economy has taken a slowdown. Does that mean we're in recession? I don't know. Will we be in a recession? I don't know. But here's the truth. Whatever happens to the economy, I've got to survive. So that means I've got to continue to be thoughtful and proactive in my business. So let's take a step back. Reality is, it's very likely that many of us are going to feel a dip. If we haven't already, we will at some point. And if you don't, good for you. Okay, no problem. But even then, even if you're not feeling the dip or you refuse to feel the dip, I want you to take insight from what we're seeing. So let's back up for a second. Let's talk about some basic business here for a moment. No matter what, we have got to drive a certain amount of revenue. Okay, you cannot, for example, my practice, it costs somewhere in the $225,000 to $250,000 a month to run my business. Okay, now, in a down economy, I could probably drop that by $20,000 to $30,000. Okay, so no matter, I can't save my way or, you know, unspend my way to getting through a tough economy. So I have to be focused on revenue. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't focus on some level of savings, but the real magic is being focused on revenue, okay? So today's conversation is going to be about how do we maintain revenue, okay? Number one, how do we maintain revenue? And here's what we know in a down economy, okay, not a catastrophic economy. That's a totally different scenario. I'm talking about a dip, a standard, you know, recessionary dip. What do we have to do? What we know is consumers are really tight on money, okay? And look, our patients that have plenty of money, okay, that doesn't make up the majority of our practices. The majority of our practices, the majority of our revenue and volume in our practices are made up of everyday America, people that are leveraging their insurances, people that are, you know, trying to minimize their out-of-pocket, people that are trying to afford dentistry. Remember, affordability versus pricing are two different things. People that are trying to afford dentistry, people that are trying to make dentistry more convenient, and people that are trying to focus on preventive type care to kind of say, you know what, I'm going to put off some of this elective care until things are better in my household. So I hope you heard what I just said, okay? So let me repeat that. When we see a recessionary dip, okay, whether it's a real recession or like a recession, okay, that's quite honestly, that's how I would define this. This is like a recession. Things are tighter at home. People are looking for convenience, okay? People are looking for preventative solutions so they can put off elective care until things are better. And people are looking for a way to justify the value and affordability of the dentistry. It's not a, typically it's not a pricing issue. It's an affordability issue, okay? So I do retail shopping. You know, I like kind of drive around. I look around. You know, with three kids, I go to the mall here and there. I'm buying some stuff for a new home and just different things like that. So I'm out and about. And, you know, my mentality is I just kind of pay attention to what's going on. I had somebody recently tell me that your brain never shuts off. And I didn't know if I should take that as a compliment or a negative at that point in time. But probably she meant it as a negative, but, you know, because I'm constantly always thinking. But the good news for you is that I'm kind of sharing all that information for you. The negative for me, it's like a storm up here all the time in my head. So let's talk about three things I've seen, okay? I love Chipotle. I think it's healthy or healthy-ish. Okay, I mean, no casual fast food restaurant is but so healthy, but it's certainly more healthier than McDonald's. But the other day I was at Chipotle and I noticed a big sign on their window. And by the way, you know, good businesses, well-run businesses, they make use of their advertising real estate within their business. That means the exterior windows, their signage, the interior walls. You know, the question I would have for you is, how are you using your advertising real estate in your practice? Do you have windows? I mean, maybe you're in a shopping center and you have windows. Do you have anything on those windows? Okay. Maybe you don't have maybe you're not in a retail center but you have a freestanding building. Do you have a digital sign that changes? You know, are you putting things on the wall inside your waiting area? What about the operatories? The waiting areas, you know, it's somewhat important, but hopefully people aren't waiting. So we're doing stuff in our operatories. But I digress. I noticed real big on the sign on the Chipotle when I pulled up, it says, now open till 11 p.m. And I thought to myself, man, I've been noticing that a lot of restaurants over the last few years have been closing earlier than I used to notice. And part of that was they didn't need to stay open. People, you know, were doing DoorDash. People were eating at home earlier. They didn't have the workers to stay open late, and they didn't feel like pushing workers. But now I'm starting to notice that, hey, Chipotle's open till 11 p.m. when they used to close at like 8 or 9. So what that tells me is they are seeing that, hey, you know what? We've got to give ourselves more hours to drive revenue. Okay, because in other words, they've got to do a certain amount of revenue. They got to maximize revenue. Now, I'm not saying that you should add more hours. I'm just saying that I want you to be proactive. So clearly, Chipotle is seeing that same store, their store sales are down or they're trending to be down. And they're like, hey, how do we drive more revenue to cover our fixed costs? And to me, one of the easiest ways is they say, you know what, let's just be open more hours. Okay, because, you know, in a recessionary economy, you can't necessarily raise prices. We've already, you know, America has been raised prices to their limit at this point in time. Okay, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. But so now they said, you know what, let's open more hours. Now, let's talk about the business behind that. Okay, now I want you to think for a second. What would it cost you to open your dental practice for another couple of hours per day or a few hours per week? Okay. Does your rent go up? No. Does your equipment go up? No. You know, some of those fixed costs are going to stay the same. Now, the reality of it is the only cost you really have to extend hours is your team member costs and your cost of goods sold, which is your materials that you use. And so if you don't use them, those materials don't cost you anything. In other words, if you don't do a filling, you don't use bonding agent, and you don't use composite. So there's no cost there. It's only that cost is only there if you actually do the dentistry. And, you know, like, for example, if I don't place an implant, my implant costs haven't gone up. So adding another hour or two or another day even to my practice doesn't increase my material costs unless I actually do the dentistry. It's not like we're in a business like Chipotle, for example, where they have to make some food and they have to have it out there. And if nobody comes to buy it, then, you know, it just goes to waste. So we don't necessarily have material waste in dentistry. Our real cost of opening a couple of hours per day is our human being cost. And honestly, to add, you know, I remember, knock on wood, I won't have to do this, okay, because, you know, 25 years of savings and in different things, hopefully it doesn't make me have to do it. But I want to be clear, if I needed to, I would. What does it really cost me? You know, earlier in my career, I used to add hours. You know, that's how I attracted patients. I would say, you know what, we're open until 7 p.m. because that gave people that were had to work till 5 an opportunity to go to the dentist. Okay, so what did it really cost me to open those extra couple hours? I had one front desk, one assistant. Okay, let's call that $50 an hour. Okay, so that means for me to be open another 2 hours per day, yeah, I was a solo dentist, so I'm just going to put no value on my time right now. Okay, I understand there's a family cost and there's a personal cost, but we're talking about having to make it. Okay. It cost me $50 an hour or $100 a day for me to be open 2 hours more per day. Now, for me, all I needed was one emergency patient, you know, that I could see. And that totally justified being open. Now, imagine if you put a sign out in front of your office or you did some kind of ad or some type of display in your practice said, now seeing emergent same day emergencies from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Would you see patients that were not your patients already able to come in? And the answer is likely yes. So we call this the incremental growth or the profitability of incremental growth in your practice. And that's what Chipotle is doing. By opening till 11 p.m., their extra 2 hours a day, literally for them, their only cost is the human being cost. And you can run that store on two people from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., and all it takes is a few customers that buy, and in their situation, they probably have leftover food that they didn't sell by 9 p.m. Probably a few customers, and it totally justifies being open. And you, in their case, you multiply that by day over day, store over store, and it really actually makes a difference in their overall business. So I hope you're following me in here, and you understand. Again, let's recap. Chipotle open till 11 p.m. Okay, they're adapting to the economic times, okay? And I suggest your practice may need to adapt to the economic times by adjusting the number of hours you're available each week. I'm not saying open late. Maybe you're a morning person, open early. Maybe you're not open Fridays, open some Fridays. You know, maybe you're not open Saturdays, open some Saturdays. You know, be proactive, be open-minded to this. I know most of you are like, I don't want to work anymore. Totally get it. I don't want to work anymore either. But what I'm telling you, if push came to shove, before I went in the hole, or before I didn't feed my family, before I didn't pay my bills and support my future, I would expand hours as my first thing I would do in my practice. Okay, let's move on to number two, and let's leave Chipotle behind for a second. Now, number two is not a retail place that I go to very often. Actually, I can't remember the last time I went, but I drive by them all the time. There's one across the street from my office and one on my way home, and that's McDonald's, okay? So McDonald's had real big on their window. McDonald's had a sign that says $5 value menu, okay? And it was a $5 box of some sort that included either some kind of sandwich with fries and a drink and, you know, probably something else, or two sandwiches, a fry and a drink. And so what that showed me was, when the times are great, McDonald's was getting rid of most of their value menu because, one, the consumer is willing to spend money. Two, their cost of, they couldn't sell burgers for a dollar anymore when human being cost and material costs are so high. But again, their fixed cost of doing business is pretty significant. So they're like, hey, how do we focus on value to continue to bring our customers in and increase our, you know, revenue in their business? So how can we as dentistry focus on our, or create a focus on our quote unquote value menu? I want to be very clear about something. I am not advocating you drop your prices or that you create a model where you make less money from profitability perspective. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying be open-minded and be thoughtful about what are the quote-unquote value items in your practice and what defines a value item. To me, a value item, first and foremost, would be something that requires little to no time of the dentist, okay? Because the dentist is so expensive and your time is so costly in a practice. Second, it could be something that would be, to me, would you like fries with that? In other words, is this something we could add on to an everyday, you know, it's not like you can say, hey, would you like a distal with your MO filling? It, you know, that's unethical, you know? You know, that's not what I mean. So to me, let me give you some examples. Okay, our value menu that I think of in my practice is whitening, night guards, and fluoride. Fluoride is such a value menu in our practice. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, but my guess is the little fluoride, you know, tab thing that we use. My guess is that thing costs $3 to $5, somewhere in that ballpark, maybe $10 even. That's probably $5, $6, okay? And we sell fluoride, my guess is $30. Again, don't hold me to the numbers, I don't know. But one thing I would sharply consider in this situation is, how do I make it so that more patients are saying yes to fluoride? Okay? And part of it is price. So if I dropped it to $15 or $20, would I get more people to say yes? And the answer is likely yes. The other thing about this value menu is, if you notice, so much of this is preventive in nature. In other words, you know, when the economy's tight, people start thinking about a focus area is, how can we help you prevent more expensive dentistry? And we know that fluoride helps prevent more expensive dentistry, especially on our patients that have recession, that have a lot of fillings in the mouth. They clearly have a higher caries rate. They could benefit from fluoride. So a value menu add-on for fluoride is a great idea in our practices. And maybe you don't have to lower your price. Maybe you just have to make it a focus. You know, instead of focusing on something else, you just get your hygienist to focus, hey, how many people do we offer fluoride to? How many people do we offer fluoride to? Maybe you make it a menu item, literally a menu item that you give to your patients when they walk in the door and say, hey, would you like to add fluoride to your cleaning appointment? It's $12, $15, what, I don't know the exact numbers, $20, $30, $40, $50, whatever your market bears for it. But that's a great option. It's preventative. It prevents future cavities. It prevents future sensitivity. You know, we got to focus on the preventative nature of that. Night guards is another one. Night guards, you know, if you haven't explored 3D printing your own night guard using AI design, you need to. Okay, because one, that's cost savings. And then two, It's also an ability to offer a great product, a great preventative product to your patients at a more affordable pricing point. Okay, in fact, the way I would value guards, my first way to value guards, since we, you know, since we can print your guards, is 2 for 1. Okay. Hey, you know, I'm making up the numbers, but let's guess my guard fee is $500 in my practice. You know what? For the month of August and September and July, you know, August, September, October, hey, this, our special right now, our value is, hey, when you do your cleaning, if you order your guard, you'll get 2 for 1. What more does it cost you? What more literally does it cost me if I'm printing my guards? Literally a couple of dollars, okay? And now I've got more patients to say yes because people respond to a quote-unquote sale or a value in their practices, okay? Another area is whitening. You know, we know patients want to whiten their teeth. Who doesn't want whiter teeth? And believe it or not, there are preventative values to whitening your teeth. We know that, you know, whitening your teeth with hydrogenated carbon peroxide can help prevent perio disease. You know, it can make your teeth brighter. You know, there's some benefits. There's actually some benefits. If you read how whitening came about, you'll see that whitening was a side effect of some other use for that material. And so whitening has benefits. So now, hey, maybe you say, you know what, instead of getting a two or three week supply of whitening gel, we'll give you a 4 or 6 week whitening supply, supply of whitening gel, because those tubes literally cost us $10 or so. And so for us to throw that in doesn't raise our cost so much, but if we can package it together as an amazing value for our patients and justify it with some positive preventative thoughts behind it, we can really drive more revenue in our practice that doesn't require more dentist time. So I know many of you are listening and you're probably like, well, I don't believe in having sales and things. Totally get it. Okay. If you don't want to participate in the modern economy, keep doing what you're doing. I have no problem with that. You will continue to be successful. But my guess is most of you listen to this podcast, you are into modern business and you do realize that the cost of doing dentistry has astronomically gone up and we have to drive top line revenue, okay? And especially in a downturn. So we got to find a way to get it from any little where we can. And let me be clear with you, the power of compounding, just a couple of $100 a day is $1,000 a week, which is $50,000 a year, okay? So let me say that again, just a couple of $100 a day is $1,000 a week, it's $50,000 a year. And I bet you money $50,000 at the end of the year would help you be more profitable, have more to pay your debts off, have more to share with your team, have more to plan for your financial flexibility and freedom. You know, it's these small things that can really make a difference. Okay, we got to hit singles in this type of scenario. The last thing, and I'm going a little long, and that I apologize, but the last thing I want to look at here is I happen to be buying a new house and I need to buy a new bed. So I've been doing some mattress shopping and I am shocked at how much mattresses are these days. I mean, I shouldn't be. I bought an expensive mattress in the past, but, you know, I thought that was the outlier. But, man, mattresses are $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. You can get up to $12,000, $13,000 on a mattress. And, you know, and I've tried some of the sub-$1,000 mattresses and I'm not young, that young anymore. So, you know, my back is important to me, but I've been going mattress. I divert. Let me just go back to it. I've been going mattress shopping. Now, no company wants to reduce their price. They will if they have to, but no company, no business wants to reduce the pricing of their core product. And I don't want you to reduce the price of your core product. What I want you to be focused on is, hey, how can I continue to sell more of my core product, okay, or my luxury product? Maybe that's cosmetic dentistry for you. Maybe that's implant dentistry. Maybe that's sleep devices. Maybe that's orthodontics with aligners. How can I continue to sell my core product at a very legitimate price and still make it affordable? And what I saw throughout the mattress store, on an easel outside the store, plastered on their retail window, everywhere inside their store was signs for 0% financing. Because financing makes dentistry, makes anything more affordable. Okay, I'm seeing it everywhere. Okay, so, but let me be clear. You maybe say, oh, we offer 0% financing. Totally get it. Okay, you offer 3 months, 6 months. That's what most of us offer. Okay, but what I'm seeing there is much longer term 0% financing. In the mattress world, they're doing 36-month no interest, 48-month no interest. And I get it. They have a commodity product with super high margins that maybe we don't have. Okay, I totally get it. But what we can do is we do have the ability to offer 12-month, 18-month, 24 months with no interest. Now, at the mattress store, here's how dentists would do it. Well, my customers don't qualify for that because of their credit score. Dude, either do the mattress store people, but it's how you get people interested and looking to buy, looking to purchase. And that's the name of the game. So that's what we do here as well. Okay, we focus on letting people know these options exist, and then we deal with if they don't get approved. But it gets you more at-bats. It gets you in the conversation. And so here's the negative of offering 12, 18, 24-month financing. You as the dentist, your business buys down that interest rate, that length, by paying a higher processing fee. Okay, no different than all these other stores. They can offer, somebody's got to pay the interest on these things for 3 years. So in the mattress store, in this my example, they're paying probably a 10%, 15%, whatever the number is, some percentage of a processing fee to be able to offer their customers these loans. Now, so I want to encourage you, highly encourage you, to offer 12-month, 18, and 24-month no interest options. Open those options up because you all have them. If you're with any finance company, open those options up. Now, what I would do as a smart business person and what I see at the mattress stores is those options only exist on products above X dollars. So if I was in there trying to buy a $500 mattress, and I'm not putting that down, but a $500 mattress, they're not offering me 36-month no interest financing on that. They're offering their standard 3-6 month no interest financing on that. For me to qualify for the 36-month no interest financing, that's on mattresses above $3,000 or whatever the number may be. So same thing in your practice. You can say, hey, treatment above $3,000, I'm making the number up, but say let's $3,000. Then we can offer you 18-month, 24-month financing. You know, otherwise, everything less than that, you have your standard 3, 6, and 12-month financing. Okay, you can absolutely have these types of programs or restrictions or qualifications in place. There's nothing wrong with that. It's normal to do that. So let me kind of recap what we're seeing. Okay, we definitively know that there's a dip in our overall economy. Whether you're feeling it now or not, the likelihood is you will feel it. Okay, and we need to drive our top line revenue. We need to do some savings too. Don't get me wrong. Okay. But we're not going to save our way to prosperity. We're going to, you know, save our expenses way to prosperity. We're going to have to drive top line revenue. And in this episode, what I gave you were three real life examples from real businesses, Chipotle, McDonald's, and mattress companies. Okay. And no matter what you think about comparing your dental practice to that, at the end of the day, the same people that buy from Chipotle, McDonald's, and mattress companies buy from our practice. And this is what they're programmed to look for. So that's what they're going to look for in a dental office. Okay. And so we have to adjust. We maybe have to consider being open more because our cost of doing business for being open a couple of hours more per day is not that high, or it doesn't have to be that high. We have to focus on our value menus, which in my example were things like fluoride, guards, and whitening. And we have to find a way to make more dentistry affordable by focusing on longer-term 0% interest financing, our 12, 18, 24 months, and some of the companies even offer longer 0% financing with the caveat that those things are available for treatment plans above X dollars. So I promise you, if you keep an open mind, you re-listen to this episode, you write some things down, and you implement just little baby steps, one thing at a time, whatever appeals to you the most. If you implement that, I would start with the financing personally. That's where I would start, because that doesn't cost you anything to implement. Okay. And I know from personal and experience that this stuff makes a difference. Okay. So I hope you found this episode helpful. If you want to have a discussion, join the 3D Dentist Pro community. It's absolutely no charge. All you got to do is get on your phone and go to your app store, whatever phone you're on, whatever app store you're on, and search 3D Dentist Pro, and you can download the app and you can join in conversations. You can ask questions. You get direct access to our 3D Dentist faculty. We'd love to have you join our community. Keep it up and enjoy your week.